Welcome, everyone, to A Voyage Through Film.
I'm Daniel. We got my boy Mikey Mac.
Yeah.
And we got Anthony.
Oh, hello.
And then we got Joshy Baby.
Oh, what'll it do? What'll it be?
And we're going to be taking you through the highlights and the lowlights of Hollywood. And we're back, baby. Little hiatus. And Mark decided that his little movie vault had some cobwebs in there. Needed a little dusting out. And wanted to break that bad boy open. So this month, we're cleaning out his little fucking 4K international Blu-rays and 4K movie vault. I don't even know what to call it. He's just everywhere.
I appreciate
his room.
I appreciate you guys giving me a hand.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Cleaning this up a little bit.
The closet.
We really had to clean up a lot. There's a lot of spider webs and there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
A lot of shit there was.
Yeah, I going into this, when I thought, or when I was doing like the list of all the movies, like I did not expect it to be this many.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't either.
As you were writing it, you're just like, oh my God. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So I'm just like, oh shit, there's a whole other set of movies I've never watched.
Yeah. Some movies I'm going to have to buy a whole nother player for.
Yeah, what?
So, as it currently stands, I thought it'd be like 80 to like 100 or so. Like I have a pretty sizable collection, so like I've watched most of the movies I own, but there were, ended up being 268 movies that that ended up on this
list. Holy fuck.
Mhm. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of movies.
It's like I've bought and not watched more movies than some people have ever seen movies.
Oh my God.
Like a lot of people, I guess.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it ranges from Ingmar Bergman to Superman movies.
Ooh, the OG.
Action classics.
There's a lot of good
stuff. Animated Batman movies.
Animated Batman movies.
And Back to the Future.
We'll post the full list. So,
yeah.
Well, you can't forget about Snow's White in the Hood.
That's not on there.
What well, we that? All saw that it's one. On we all watched reference? It anyways.
Yeah, baby. Snow's White.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, baby.
But out of all those movies, with my pick, one movie caught my eye instantly.
Oh.
And that was, I had no idea about this movie at all. Just the title alone.
Really?
And that is The Street Fighter, baby.
Oh.
Sonichiba.
If you've got a fight, fight dirty. Sonichiba.
That's is that the so tagline? Good. That's a great, very appropriate tagline for this movie.
Yeah, seriously.
He's a very dirty
Has
fighter.
The music in this movie been either like used in a Tarantino movie or like ripped off?
Probably. I mean,
it sounds like straight out of a Tarantino movie.
Well, he's gotten a lot of influence from him.
Yeah, he loves Sonny Chiba.
Yep.
I mean, we'll just get straight to the cast. I mean, Sonny Chiba.
Oh.
Nice.
Or as I know him, Mr. Hattori Hanzo himself.
Yes.
From Kill Bill.
Yes, sir. Kill Bill.
Okay.
The sword.
Yeah, that's literally the only movie I recognize him from because I don't.
But.
I haven't seen too many kung fu movies, but yeah, dude, apparently, yeah, Sonny, bro. He's a legend.
Sonny has quite a cult following, and I feel like, I don't know, my first interaction with Sonny was definitely True Romance.
Oh, yeah, like this movie and True Romance.
Christian Slater goes to a triple feature with Patricia Arquette of Sonny Chiba Street Fighter. And there's like clips of this movie in that movie, and he's like, "Oh, he has a whole monologue about how Sonny Chiba is the fucking man." And it's like, "Geez, Tarantino fucking loves Sonny Chiba."
Yeah, dude.
They were the first movies to here to get an X rating, I think.
First like for just for violence anyway.
Only for violence, and you can see why when you watch it.
Well, there's a lot of just like ripping out people's like body parts and stuff.
Oh, balls, man. And dick.
Dick and balls.
For half the movie, I was like, X rating? Really? I was like, X rating? And then he rips out someone's balls.
I mean,
and I was like,
that guy kind of deserved it. Yeah. But we'll save that. But yeah, that's the problematic part.
He holds it up. It's incredible.
Well, I guess the cool thing is, though, is you can tell that all he's holding is a beat up chicken thigh, raw.
Yeah,
every time it just looks like a raw chicken thigh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every single time.
It's great. And they really hold it, too.
You can tell that boy is just holding a beat up chicken thigh.
Seriously. I'm sure when these movies came out and it's not on like Blu-ray and shit, like you couldn't see it as well.
No, I feel like that's what's interesting about this movie, because like, it's like grindhousey kung fu, whereas like most kung fu movies and in the 70s were not this brutal.
Graphic at all.
No, not at all.
It's like no blood.
Yeah, it's straight grindhouse exploitation 70s cinema, but done kung fu. And I also feel like one of the interesting things about Sonny Chiba is that he's Japanese.
Yeah,
Japanese kung fu guy. There's like none of those. It was like a Chinese.
Yeah, they're all Chinese. Yeah.
Yeah. Japanese guys did like samurai and stuff like that. But like Kung Fu is such a Chinese genre of like martial arts and stuff.
They even say that like when they introduce part of the movie. Sonny, they're like, oh, does he think he's Bruce Lee or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker. And like he even acts like Bruce Lee. Like
he does.
Just like.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, grunting and shit.
Yes. Because it was... this was made right after Bruce Lee died.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what literally them trying to do... Trying to pass the mantle from Bruce Lee to Sonny Chiba and be like,
Sonny,
we need a new vehicle for this guy. And they basically tried to make it like a Bruce Lee movie, which you can see, too, if you've seen old Bruce Lee shit.
Yeah.
It's very similar. Like, it's just like him taking down the mafia and shit.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Directed by Shigehiro Ozawa.
Nice. Well done.
No, well done, Shigehiro. Written by.
I mean, you were saying that.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah, you know, I try. And then written by Koji Takada, Motohiro Tori. And Steve Autry.
Steve
Autry. There you go.
He must have wrote the...
Yeah, what the fuck?
Am I the only one who watched the subbed version?
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
For sure.
There is, like, one part where, like, the guy just speaks English.
Okay.
Like, he's speaking Japanese and switches to English and then comes back. So, I bet that was Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve wrote one line of dialogue.
But, well, we don't have an official tomato meter, but I'm going to go with the audience score is an 81% on there.
Oh.
Okay.
There's no critics, no critical score. And,
wow. Weird.
Yeah, but over 5,000. Audience rating, so
that
says something.
Yeah,
and then we get a 6.9 giggity on IMDb.
Nice.
And they describe it as, after failing to reach a deal with her enemies, a mercenary karateka protects the daughter of a recently deceased oil tycoon from the evil conglomerate gunning for her inheritance. Street Fighter.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Am I the only one who like lost the plot halfway through the movie?
I was confused pretty much the entire time.
No way. No fucking way.
Yeah, I was.
No fucking way.
And then actually by the last third of the movie, when everything starts to come together, and they really like they kind of overexplain things by the end, I think, because they know how like weirdly confusing
at
it
the
all
end
is.
they don't wrap it up in a bow for sure.
Yeah,
they don't wrap it up in a bow, but they're very clear about like who the mafia guys, and then they want to get for the signing of the thing, and then the brother and sister, like, because he killed their brother. It was like all that stuff is so fucking confusing when it was happening. I was like, who's the fucking bro? I was like, all these gangs. I was like, they were trying to hire him now. Who's the dojo master? And then he knew his father.
Oh, the dojo like, master. Dude, the judo master?
What?
He was great.
Yeah, I was like.
That guy was great.
Leah walked in like 20 minutes in. She's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But it didn't really matter because he's just fucking kicking ass.
Yeah, he's just ripping throats out.
Yeah, exactly. Being a dick about it, too.
He's not, oh, my God. Nice. He's not likable in this movie at all, too.
Not at all.
He's such kind a dick. Of an asshole throughout the whole movie.
I feel like that's the unique part about him, too, as like a kung fu hero when you look at him next to other classic kung fu guys. Just a dick.
Man.
Not likable at all.
Comes off as like the bad guy for the first half of the movie.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, even like the guy opposite, like that he ends up fighting at the end, doesn't seem like the bad guy ever.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I know.
I mean, that was, yeah.
Which I guess that's
he was. I mean, he was like, you know.
Well, he just wanted revenge.
He was sentenced to death in the beginning of the movie, so he did something bad.
Was that the same
guy? That was that guy?
Yeah, that was
I don't think
guy.
That was the same guy.
No, nah, it was that it? Guy. Yeah.
Was it?
It's definitely that guy. Junjo?
Me and Josh were confused.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, so you guys can, I guess you guys can clear up some of the finer points.
Yeah.
But wait, can I do my list of kung fu heroes really quick?
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Because I feel like this kind of fits in here. And maybe this is a controversial list, but I just feel like there's only really a few OG and like game changer kung fu guys for me, at least. It starts with Bruce Lee.
Okay.
And Enter the Dragon, Fist of Fury. I mean, you just cannot fucking mess with that. What the? Like, just game changer. Goes right into Jackie Chan. I mean, Jackie Chan.
Yeah, those are the two.
Dominates the 80s, coming out of the 70s. Drunken Master. Police Story. Rumble in the Bronx.
Dragons Forever.
Ugh. Who am I? I mean, the 80s and 90s is just Jackie Chan.
Medallion.
Damn. Oh, my God. All the stuff.
The Tuxedo.
No, well, now you're getting to some
The Tuxedo, yes.
The Tuxedo? You like that one?
I saw that.
And then from Jackie, I mean, there's you just got to go to Jet Li.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the next guy. Am I wrong?
Is Bruce Lee's son?
He was.
No, he's not Bruce Lee's son.
Yeah, Jet Li.
He came in hard.
Was that the guy from Fearless?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fearless, exactly.
Romeo Must Die.
Was that the guy from Fearless? Is that what you just said?
It's so hard for me to keep up.
Jet Li, bro. The DMX one?
Boy. That's
it was so long ago that I saw
Unleashed. And then I feel like...
I haven't seen that.
You've never seen Unleashed or The One?
I haven't seen enough Kung Fu movies to weigh in.
Well, Jet Li was...
Like, a lot of the movies I saw were, like, that's like the 2000s movies.
Jet Li was huge in the States. Like, he definitely came from China with a series, Once Upon a Time in China. But he had a big run in the States. He was, like, a big... Like, The One, Unleashed. There were some other ones.
The One was, all... like, the one that stood out.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That
I
one
saw
was
the
huge.
One.
Yeah.
He had that one with Jason Statham, too. Remember that one? Jason's like,
oh.
I remember, like, wasn't that called like War or something?
Yeah, something like that. It's called like War.
Where they fight each other.
Yeah.
It's like they're
like exactly. Yeah, they fight each other.
Isn't he like some like super strong like alien kind of thing or something?
Yeah, with like a Freddy versus
or like some crazy
like Freddy versus Jason.
It really was, right? Wasn't it like an
epic something Jason like that? Statement. Yeah.
It was like a they're random, like let's have these
like,
badass martial artists actors.
Jet Li would just eat a rocket launcher and he's like, oh, this cunt just won't die.
Yeah. I remember at the very end, they're like in a factory. I think their final fight scene is like in this industrial warehouse inside of a factory. It's like classic, just like in
Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
exactly like that movie.
All right, well, we got to revisit Jet Li because there's a lot to say about it. From what Jet Li,
Donnie Yen.
No, before Donnie Yen, bro. Tony Ja.
Tony Ja.
Tony Ja, bro, with the double hitter Ong Bak and the Protector. No, that's Donnie Yen.
Ong Bak.
That's Donnie Yen.
Yeah,
Ong Bak. And the Protector.
Umbak.
Tony Ja and Muay Thai. Bro, do you remember how big that shit was when that shit came out?
You remember Muay Thai?
Bro, what? That was a game changer kung fu shit. With the elbows?
I don't think I've seen any of the stuff from this guy.
You've never seen The Protector? Where he's trying to save the elephant with the stairway fight?
Okay. I remember the stairway scene. I saw that. That one was presented by Quentin Tarantino, right?
It's like the unbroken take, where he's going up the stairs, he's throwing people off the stairs and shit. He's fucking Muay Thaiing him. He's got to save his
elephant.
I rented
that from Blockbuster, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like 2004. And then Donnie Yen, of course, Ip Man, changes the game again. He comes out of nowhere. I feel like he was in a bunch of stuff, apparently. Yeah, he was, I guess, like a secondary kung fu guy in China for a while as well. But then, dude, with Ip Man, Donnie Yen. I mean, they just announced they're doing the John Wick spinoff of his character, the Blind Swordsman.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
Donnie Yen, bro.
Oh, that's him.
With the quick, he's a blind guy, he always does the fourth one. He's got the quick hands. Nice.
He's got the fast fist, the flurry of fists.
And then, to me, the last game changer, and I'll end it here, is the Raid. I mean, you just can't. Mm-hmm. That's the last one that changed the game. I feel like there hasn't been a kung fu movie. I don't remember the guy's name.
People from that movie have been in like John Wick and stuff.
Iko Uwais, and it's, what is it again? It's like Malaysian or something.
Is it from Laos?
Indonesian
or Singapore?
Indonesian. I think it is Indonesian.
Okay.
That movie changed action movies. I feel like like after the Raid, every
that
movie's
on the list too.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm waiting for the next one.
They still have like the best, raw choreography and like stunts, like it's the best.
It really changed like filmmakers for action movies like saw that what was possible. Like after the Raid, like I feel like Marvel movies started getting really cool, like John Wick, all that stuff.
They just all ripped off it for
they
sure.
They all ripped the Raid.
Yeah.
Rip the Raid.
And I think all to say is that maybe Sonny Chiba Street Fighter fits in there. I think right in between Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan, because there's a gap. Bruce Lee dies in 1973. Jackie Chan doesn't really kind of come up until Drunken Master in 1978, 79.
Is this more of like a timeline?
Yeah, those were all in order.
Okay, I thought this was your
chronological
ranking.
That was chronological.
I feel like it could also be the ranking.
It could be. It might change up, though. The Raid.
They just keep getting worse.
The Raid, no, the Raid would
The Raid is the worst genre-defining movie.
No, that was a voyage through kung fu.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, now we can be like Keanu. Kung fu.
Anything else we need to get to before the narrative portion?
Oh, we should bring up our newly dubbed segment.
Oh, yeah. Hot off the press.
This is a lovely continued segment with an official name called Cinematic Poets, where one of the leads from the movie calls in to provide a quick poem from their unique point of view on set.
Oh, wow. Is that happening right now?
You wanna mess up with me, sucker? I ripped the balls off a brother. Oh, you come to this bar for suck it. Instead, you get Teddy Sarugi. Straight to the point, no need for a blade. You want me or not? Either way, I'm getting paid. After I'm finished, just the mere sight of Marshall, Fu, or Ju will scare the Kiss. You almost had me there. Or so I let you think. There's only me, myself, and there ain't no way a damsel will catch this eye. If you and your clumsy man can't deliver, I'd rather sell your ass as a prize to the highest bidder. Oh, shit. You ain't got no money? Then, honey, Terry about to get him some sugar.
Nice. What was your name?
My name's Terry Shuriki.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Thanks, Terry.
Wow, that was incredible. That was the welcome back. That was just invigorating. Yeah. That was the character from Street Fighter doing a poem. We're so lucky to have him.
Yeah, he was nice. It's good for him to stop by.
Mm-hmm. Just so we know, listener at home, that was not Sonny Chiba, the actor playing the character. That was the actual character.
That was the guy it was based on. It's pretty crazy. I can't believe he's still alive.
I can't believe we were able to book him. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess he was just a kid when it was based on him, and then now he's grown up.
Yeah, he's our age.
He's our
age. Yeah. And actually, later on, we're going to go ahead and tease it. We're actually going to have an interview with Sonny Chiba that we had recorded. It was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
Dust it off.
Yeah. I mean, we were so lucky to be able to record.
I mean, Sonny Chiba. When you get a chance to interview a legend, you don't pass it up, Mark. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I remember Mark wanted to pass up, and we were like, "Mark, don't pass this up, dude. It's
come on, guys.
It's Sonny Chiba."
And Mark's like, "I don't know. I haven't seen Street Fighter. Nah. He wouldn't watch it. He wouldn't watch the movie for 5 years. But man, the interview's
good." But yeah, he was very gracious, we were happy to have him on. That was some time ago, so yeah, we'll be digging that up from the vault and put it in here where it belongs.
Perfect. Really, a lot of stuff in that vault.
This is a vault.
It's just a vault, asshole.
Clear it out the vault, all right?
Mark has installed a vault in his home. He's filled it with a lot of stuff. It's kind of, it's more like a tunnel than a vault.
It's locked up tight, though.
It's very, very tight. That's true. I don't know why you keep it so tight.
Yeah, buddy, you got a tight tunnel, man.
Oh! Rim shot.
You got a tight tunnel.
Yeah, buddy. Oh. I don't know if this is going to work. You got a tight tunnel.
Let it sink in.
You know, I only like loose and open tunnels.
Oh, what are you talking about, okay, man?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Jeez. There's leave a little bit for the imagination there, guy.
You're the one who said the fucking thing. How we doing, Sonny? We doing good on audio?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good. We're ready to keep recording. Are you making fun of me, Daniel? You making fun of my voice? All right, yeah, we're good.
I love you, Sonny.
Hey, I love you too, man. You know I'd do anything for you, right, Daniel?
Yeah, I know.
You know I'd take a fucking bullet for you. Now calm the fuck down, alright?
Alright, Sonny. You should really calm down. Just keep monitoring the levels. Thanks.
It's just... It's funny that he has the same name as the main actor from the movie, too.
Yeah.
I also love Lamp.
Fucking funny.
I thought about that today too. I thought you fucking Sonny Chiba, that's my fucking name.
Yeah, Sonny,
did you like it, Sonny?
Yeah, did you like Sonny Chiba?
Yeah, I thought he was okay.
Oh shit.
I thought he was okay. He's no just fucking okay. Donnie Yen. He's no fucking Donnie Yen. That's my guy.
He doesn't crack the top five. Right.
Nah, Donnie you're Yen's right. My fucking dude, man.
Yeah, I knew I liked you, Sonny.
Bro, me and you are brothers, bro. You know, I'll take a bullet for you.
Two brothers, right, two other mothers.
All right, that's enough, Sonny.
So are you guys good with like sprinting through the actual like story and then just talking about some like the different fight scenes?
Yeah, corre.
Yeah, let's see if these fucking ding dongs can recap the story. Put your money where
your mouth is. Explain to us what we just watched.
Explain to us the plot, please. No Wikipedia.
No Wiki. All right. So since I have to go through this like an animal. So basically, these guys hire Sonny, our boy Sonny Chiba, to break this one guy out of prison. And in the process, like the people that that paid him to do the job were like the guy's brother and sister, right?
Right.
You got it?
Yep.
But what?
Yeah. Because he's like a mercenary.
Yeah, he's a mercenary, and like those two people, the woman and the guy that showed up to his house, and they're like, "We don't have the money," and he's right. Sonny's like, "Fuck that shit."
Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah.
And then he's just whooping that guy's ass so mercilessly, he jumps out the window.
Well, he tried
he's like a straight villain at this point.
Kick. He tried to do a flying sidekick.
Yeah, I mean, it really just looked like he jumped out the window to me.
Yeah.
He was so ashamed. He was so ashamed by the ass whooping that he just like fuck it and yeeted out the window.
He really just went for broke. It was a Hail Mary. He's like, you know, all or nothing. Yeah. I'm doing a flying kick. Either I'm gonna kill this guy or I'm dying.
Yeah, so I mean there's that little rife already. So like Sonny basically killed the brother of that guy he broke out.
Of the guy that he broke out. Yeah, and he's like talking to the girl and he's like, "You're gonna be a fucking whore, like fuck you."
Yeah, that was weird.
Sketch.
When he like he basically like sold her to the fucking his like handler or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, Sonny. Like, yeah, Sonny's a piece of shit in this movie.
Just sold her like, yeah. Right to prostitution.
Completely.
But that's not even like the first time that happened. Or it's not the only time that happens.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, because, like, yeah.
Once that happened again, then I was like, what is this?
Yeah, she, like, almost gets raped by, like, the only black guy in the movie. Oh, well, I thought they stopped it.
No.
They put a serum in her, and then she can't resist anymore.
Yeah, they stab her with, probably, date rape.
I thought I got...
That was very questionable to me that, the only black character in the movie... is just like constantly raping Asian women.
Yeah, he makes a little comeback. Yeah. Pun definitely intended. But,
I mean, what's more brutal, right?
What's more brutal?
Guy that's Japanese or Chinese. It doesn't have the same impact. I'm imagining as where the creative director was going with this.
Yeah,
Jamie.
They were just being literal. They were just like, get the big black guy.
It's gonna rape this girl.
Like, I guarantee he's American, probably.
They were being literal? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, because, you know, the stereotype of black men are well endowed.
Oh, is that what they were going for?
I thought so.
Are well endowed.
Yeah.
I don't know if they implied like how big his package
was. Oh yeah, they did. Did you not see when he took his balls out?
On whoever he sees,
it looked like three hamburger patties. Out. Yeah, it looked like three hamburger patties all clumped up together.
I saw when he got his dick ripped off.
Yeah. Was that his dick or his balls, or was it both?
Definitely just balls. Come on, you can't do all of it at once.
Yeah, that's true.
Dick and balls.
Balls would make more sense. Yeah. He has like superhuman strength, this guy.
But yeah, so after the sexual assault and rape, this guy has a job for Sonny, and basically they want him to kidnap the oil tycoon's daughter. That, you know, the oil tycoon guy that just died. That's the part where I'm like, they didn't really explain it. You just hear it in a news story going on.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's watching the news.
Separate. Yeah, it's totally separate to everything that we've been.
Yeah, they could have fleshed that out a little better.
Oh no.
But yeah, like,
it's all set up.
Sonny's like, yo, you can't trust me. I can't trust you. Honor amongst thieves, bitch. Yeah. And so he's like, fuck that. I'm not about it. And
he's like, I hate Yakuza.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what? You're literally the biggest scumbag in this movie so far, dude.
Yeah, seriously. It's like a hard turn where he's like, no. I stand against the mafia. It's like, oh, what? Who are you?
he only stood against them because they disrespected his morals. His moral code.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
After he did we didn't even talk about the opening. The craziest.
Yeah, the breakout.
I had to rush through it, bro.
Oh, sorry. We can get back to that later.
I mean, but we can talk about it.
The beginning. It's
awesome.
The way he gets that guy who's about to be executed, and they're like, oh, there's a priest here. And he's like, yeah, I'm the priest. Yeah. And you're just like, what the fuck?
It's like a monk.
And he does like some like move on him where he like takes his breath out.
He can't be oxygen
to go unconscious and have a low pulse.
Yeah, you're gonna pass out in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just like, what?
Him and his boy, his little butt buddy, little minion, who's really the brawn. I mean, he just fucks those guys up with the cane right at the car.
Yeah, and they
fucking steal
like the only. Yeah, sometimes he's just like taken out of the equation immediately, though.
Yeah.
They're about to like sentence this guy to death. His head is about to go into the noose, and then he like passes out from that like move that he did to him earlier.
Yeah,
and he falls down the stairs. Yeah, but then it's just hilarious so to me that they're all there to like kill this guy basically, and they're like, I guess we can't kill him. We have to like take him to the hospital.
Didn't make any sense at all.
It must be like a I don't know.
We must halt the execution. He must go to the hospital. He must be in fit health. To die.
I actually thought that was funny, but made sense.
He has to be alive.
Because
to
it's like, what are you going to do? Hang an unconscious guy? Like, you got to.
I mean, everyone in that room disagrees that they just don't say that that happened. They just hung him.
That'd be crazy. Yeah. They're like, shit, he passed out.
But what I also loved about the beginning was talking about how you were saying, like, the exploitation of it all, where when they start fighting in the jail cell, and
oh my god,
it just does a freeze frame, the Street Fighter, and it's just like a funk fucking Shaft beat, and it's like doo-doo,
dude,
bam, bam.
Yes.
I'm like, oh fuck yeah, give me
it's
that.
So insanely so good, like early 70s. It like it's just it's so good.
I loved it.
You think he's just gonna
it's
like
stylish?
Yeah,
yeah.
They should.
It's
the only
Fonzie,
thing
it's Fonzie had sex with Bruce Lee, had sex with Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Dude, tell it's me, so look, many rewatch that and tell me you don't see Johnny Bravo a little, dude. It's insane.
In who? In Sonny Chiba? Nice.
Yeah.
Man, I'm pretty.
Wow. But it's like those movies at that time, they all had those soundtracks. They all just had funky, like, porn soundtracks.
Just somebody raking on a guitar, just
the wah pedal, like, it was as if someone told, like, every guitar player, like, there will be no wah pedal in 2 years. They were like, ah, shit, we gotta do everything with the wah.
Gotta get it out.
Yeah. Wah pedal will be no more. They're like, gotta
scratch the strings, man. But yeah, so Sonny says, fuck that. And they decide to kill him because he knows the plan.
Right.
And so they send guys to kill him while he's training. Bad idea, Yakuza. And he just fucking.
Oh my God.
Handles those guys. Like, it's nobody's business.
He handles everyone.
Yeah.
Is this still like pre, like when he goes and fights everyone at the dojo?
It's pre dojo.
Yeah, this is right there. This is right. Yeah.
Okay.
This is right when that's happening.
Which, like, fun fact,
that part's awesome.
The dojo, yeah, the dojo master was the fight choreographer.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
That's cool.
I was wondering, I was like, is this fucking guy?
You're talking about the thick guy? The thick, shorter
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, the judo master.
The fat
dude,
fuck.
That dude could punch the fuck out of some bricks. There was like
was
a whole...
It's like a montage of a bunch of guys
dude,
hitting bricks.
Yeah, and his punch was crazy.
Yeah, he had a really good punch. Yeah, he's the fight choreographer. Yeah.
He's the one that punches that. Terry, and then Terry gets his shit split.
Dude,
and then
yeah,
he's looking
he
at him,
him
like, oh shit, I'm about to die. Yeah.
He's like, oh shit, this guy was a little more real than I thought.
Yeah, he's going to beat my ass.
Like, well, yeah, because...
then it goes to the worst flashback ever filmed in the history of flashbacks.
Okay, yeah, that was probably the worst scene in the movie.
which flashback?
Where he's like, I know
your dad. And he's like, oh, shit. Wait, quick black and white footage of me as a little kid. My dad's getting executed for something that he didn't do.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's after Sonny gets ragdolled like three times. And then he's just like, oh. And he's like, wait a minute. I knew your father.
Yeah.
Or no, he was just like, I recognize you. You're just like a man I knew that wanted to combine Japanese karate and Chinese boxing. That was your father, wasn't it? And then it goes back to that flashback where he's like, Papa, no! He's not a spy! And then they just execute him. And then, like, while he's dead, his voice echoes just like, you must be the best! The best man that's ever been, and so cool. I swear, the dub was so bad in this movie.
The dub.
The subtitles
really
were perfect.
Yeah, the subtitles and the dub were.
I wonder if
bad.
The subtitles were the same subtitles that I saw.
I mean,
that
the
English
were good
dub was. You know what I mean? Like, because the English dub was just so bad.
I mean, I saw it on
you must
Tubi,
be the
and
best
it seemed
man.
Like halfway through they just gave up.
I feel like the way to watch this is just dubbed. If you're going to watch it for free, it's free on YouTube. If you want to watch it.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just found out.
You just found out?
Yeah, I just found out.
Hey, Mark, did you know Street Fighter's free on YouTube? Oh my god, thanks. I had no idea.
I mean, I'll start posts. I'll start giving you guys places you can watch this stuff for cheap if you want.
Wow.
Nice.
200 episodes in, he's going to start doing this and some places you can watch for cheap. Not free, for cheap. running a fucking
just send me
a racket. Demo. That sounds so sketch. I'll send you guys some shit. You watch some stuff for cheap. You let me know.
This is like me holding like a camera in my room.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching a movie.
We're like, this
hey, buddy,
sucks.
This is 20 cents. Why are you complaining?
I can't
watching
believe
an
people...
entire movie for 20 cents. What are you complaining for?
You can definitely like, do that. I'm telling
like,
you.
Well, we could get it on Amazon or we could get Barks for 20 cents.
20 cents. Yeah, but 20 cents.
Yeah, but 20 cents. I mean,
gets you a view of the vault, baby.
Yeah, you get a movie and you get a view of the vault. He live streams as well.
The part that we're at in the movie is like about where like the story stopped. I don't know. Maybe it just stopped mattering to me. You know, I wasn't interested in the story really.
I mean, there's not much to
lost.
It, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a kung fu movie. It's not really too much about the story. Yeah,
but the story is like surprisingly convoluted.
Yeah, it's very crazy.
For, like
yeah,
a simple
a
kung fu movie. Yeah, a lot of characters.
Yeah.
I expected more fighting in the street
that don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like six people that work for the Yakuza that do not fucking matter. That get a lot of screen time.
Yeah, exactly.
The blind guy.
You get the blind guys. The blind guys made sense because they're the hired assassins to kill.
Yeah,
Sonny.
Those are the badasses.
That makes sense. Yeah. So does the dude.
There's only one blind
guy,
right? More than one.
Yeah, the guy with the knives.
Yeah, the guy with the knives, and then there's the dude that you guys were talking about that got freed from prison. And then he ends up trying to avenge his brother, so he gets hired from the Yakuza. So it's like so many people just working with the Yakuza that don't matter. Yeah. And then this, and then the Asian Yakuza leader, the woman, the Asian woman, she was like, I felt like also her character was like probably the only one they really needed to highlight from that mob.
Right.
It seemed like she was like the main one.
But wasn't there two mobs or was I confused? Wasn't there like two gangs? There was like the American Mafia and the Japanese Yakuza.
Well,
because wasn't there like these the white Americans guys that were just making the deal?
Yeah, they were like,
and
the
they were separate. They were separate from like that.
Yeah, they're
gang.
Foreign interest.
Yeah,
but then that like that guy with the sword, he just ends up being pretty chill with him by the end. He's like, boys.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because he was like the leader of the Yakuza.
That's what I thought.
He was their henchman. He was their like security. He was like one of their main.
He was the security.
Security.
This sounds so crazy. Talking it out.
Yeah, I mean, look, so, like, there's the Yakuza, and then the guy at the end with the sword, like, the big fat sword, the older man that says, hey, you guys need to honor that these two are going to fight it out, and you can't shoot them, which also made really no sense other than, I guess, all these mercenaries have some kind of samurai code. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, is this so... That's what prevents Terry from dying the whole time, Sonny. Like, that's the only reason why he doesn't die is because of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a big theme in like in 60s and 70s movies. Just men have codes.
Like, yeah,
they just get away.
They will die by their code.
Yeah,
and everyone's just like, "Oh yes, of course, of course."
I mean, we all have our own code.
Yeah, what's your code, Mark?
My code?
Yeah,
just give me the last four of your social.
Yeah.
Live forever, die young.
No way. That's contradictory. Sense. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, are you implying that once you die, you live forever?
It's just like you want to leave your mark. if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm like, because your name's Mark. Is that why you just said that? You want to leave your mark. Winky, winky.
Speaking of the code part, the best part of the entire ending of him having code was him chopping off his fucking hand. That dude with the gun, he was about to shot him in the leg. Remember when he shoots Terry in the fucking leg?
He's
like, wait, hold up. Conk. He just fucking
He's like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah, I told you. He says, I told you, bro. Yeah,
that was great. Yeah, pretty much. Because, like, after the dojo scene,
I put a bow on it.
Yeah, they like it's basically just fight scenes for the rest of the way. Like, they steal the girl, they kidnap the girl, Sonny gets her back, and then he goes in and just like, and then they get her back, and then he just like goes in and fucking storms a boat,
Rambos it,
and rips throats out and punches people to death with one strike. That's my favorite. It's like when hits hit. Ooh, it's just like, and they're just like, boy, he's making people throw up and throw up blood as well. Like, he's just, oh my god, the fight scenes were amazing in this movie.
Yeah, there was that one where like it like cuts to like the X-ray view. It's like skeleton, and he just like comes down on top of his head.
That's like my favorite shot of the movie.
Oh my god.
That's it's like Mortal Kombat X-ray fucking move where he's just like, and then he does it again. No X-ray, but you know what happened to that guy. He just chopped his fucking skull and he's just like instantly spewing blood out of his mouth.
Are we doing favorite shot of the movie?
The fucking.
Yeah, I mean, we're in it.
That's mine. I already,
Wait, I feel like there's
mine
stuff.
Is when he punches the guy in the mouth and all of his teeth fall out.
Oh, that was great, too.
That was great.
That was worse than Game of Thrones when the mountain, like, punched the viper's teeth out.
Yeah.
I like when he throws that guy off the second floor in the end. And the guy face plants onto the floor and just a splatter of red paint.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? It was all red paint.
Oh, yeah.
And clearly a dummy. It was clearly a dummy.
Yeah,
oh, my
so
God.
Great.
I so love good. The bright red blood of this movie.
I mean, when you use paint like that, you can only do like one take. Yeah. Now that whole area is fucked.
I do think the best shot, though, the best shot for me is the balls. You can't beat that.
The balls?
Ripping off the balls?
Bro, when he grabbed his balls, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I got him. When he ripped them out and held them like this, I was like, this is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, and that guy's coming in for another rape. Like, he deserved
he went
that.
Right for the package.
I like how he fought him with his pants down, too. That was a hilarious choice. like, have him already have his pants down because he just can't wait. And then Sonny Chiba gets to beat the fuck out of him with his pants down. It's like the guy had no chance. His pants are around his ankles.
It's
kind of
fucked up that they Sonny don't Chiba. Give that. Oh, go ahead.
No, go for it.
It's just they don't give that character any fucking lines at all. And he the is rapist? Literally.
I think
just...
he has like one line.
Did he?
And it's in Japanese, and it's like tough for him to get out because he clearly doesn't speak Japanese.
No, wow.
I just like that his signature was opening that, like, he just opens the door and immediately makes a face and beeline towards the woman. That the second time he does it, you feel like it's a signature move. Yeah, like, you know what's coming. Exactly as soon as he walks in with the same blue suit, he doesn't have any other suits. The costume designers didn't have any money for another suit for the man. That's fucked up.
So they identify him.
They're like, can we get another suit for? They're like, no, he's a serial rapist. He wears one suit.
One suit. It's all he gets.
Yeah, I like it. I don't know. It just kind of works, I guess. It's kind of just villainous for no fucking reason. Just a stock rapist. You're just like, yeah, let's kill this guy. It's satisfying.
Yeah.
It's like, do we need to know more about the rapist guy? Probably not. Just need to rip his balls out. That's plenty for me.
I mean, you guys already said my favorite scenes, but one I'll give an honorary mention to is
favorite shot is when he's
twitching on the ground, and then right as the man goes to punch him, it looks like he's going to punch him with a sword or something while he's on the ground. Thrusts his like three fingers on his fucking Adam's apple and just squeezes it there until
the
blood shoots
movie.
Out. Yeah, fucking was crazy. I felt great. My throat clench a little bit. I was like, that was well done makeup and everything. That was a good shot right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened really at the end? Like, what was even going on?
Well, by the end, they get the girl
that
back.
That guy's just fighting like for his sister's honor or something? I don't know.
They
catch
guy,
him in the mountain, and then they start torturing him for the location of the girl. And then the guy, his little helper buddy, is like, oh, I'll give you the girl if you give me back, you know, Terry, because he's my boy. And Terry's like, how dare you? You're shunned for life. And he's like, no, you're my best friend. And he's like, fuck you. You should have let me die. How dare you? And then Sonny goes back. He's like, I'm going to go rescue the girl. Like, fuck this. And then the guy shows up in the motorcycle, ends up sacrificing himself to when he's fighting the blind guy, right?
Yeah, he's fighting Kenshi.
He's fighting the blind guy, yeah. He has a series of, like, boss battles. And then somehow he gets a speedboat and just goes to the boat.
Putters along into
infiltrates the boat. Kills everyone. Just trying to get the girl back. They're like, sign the paper. She's like, no. They're like, come on.
You could tell their plan was super fucked.
Yeah.
And then, right then, it all hinged on her being scared enough to sign.
To sign, they're like, God no. Damn, and they're like, sign.
Come on.
Yeah, because they can't kill her. My first thought was they can't kill her. They can't kill her.
Right, they can't.
Because then they would investigate. It's done. Right. It's over.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, but then the very, very end, gets taken over by the brother-sister plotline of the beginning.
That was dumb.
So it's like,
it's like some kind of sentimental heartstring that you didn't need.
But it's very strange, too, that it gets set up for him to like do that job, accidentally kill the brother, and then that brother that he breaks out comes
to try to
kill
him. He literally
didn't
do anything.
And then he has to kill that guy.
The brother jumped out the window.
Yes, it's just a strange ending.
He's like, what the fuck, guys? Your brother killed himself.
And she tries to stab him through the brother, but like fails. I was like, epic fail. You just killed your brother trying to kill the other guy. It's like, shit, that didn't work, did it? He's like, no.
Well, that was the best part because he was like earlier when they like first kidnap her.
Yeah.
the guy was like, my sister would be honored to die knowing that it resulted in your death. And I was like, really? Is that how that goes?
What it though?
Did you ask her?
Yeah. know. You know, Japanese, they're always down to die for honor.
Yeah, they're always willing to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
The cause.
I guess that's a fun thing about this movie. It's kind of distinctly Japanese in the kung fu genre. So it has a lot of that stuff. Epic
fights.
At
the end, too, it says, like, look out for Return of the Street Fighter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like three more.
Sets it up.
There's a trilogy.
There's two more. Yeah, and then there's also Sister of the Street Fighter.
Oh, is it the sister? I didn't see
that. My one gripe is that I feel like there could be at least like one, or actually, I guess there's one street fight scene.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Like, what's up with that? How come there's not more street fighting in the Street Fighter?
I don't know.
What's up with that? Where's all the street fighting?
I wonder if, like, the direct translation is Street Fighter. It is funny that this, I mean, influenced the name of that game. It comes from this movie.
Yeah, they had to take off the...
Yeah. Like, they just were like, oh, yeah, let's just use Street Fighter. And that the X-ray punch influenced Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
They got that later. From this movie. Yeah.
And the character probably. Kenshi?
They literally did.
Blind Swordsman?
Oh, wow.
Well, the Blind Swordsman is a classic Zatoichi. Yeah, that's a classic Japanese character. But the influence on video games, I had no idea. And the fucking... It's just funny to realize...
Video games would never be the same after this.
Yeah. Man. I feel like all of my favorite think video
those,
games...
Those the over-the-top like facial expressions were ridiculous.
I love those.
Yeah, of course, but also great.
I love that. Yeah, that's
so
very appropriate.
It's very Bruce Lee. It's like very Bruce Lee.
Yeah, they're just like pausing, so... grunting.
But his lip was always sideways every time. His lips are always sideways and raised.
Dude, he kills it, bro. The stances. I feel like this era of Kung Fu was all about like the showmanship. Like if you can like just like hit the stance and like do a sick like punch and like just land in like a sick stance, like it's like very like slow and deliberate. I love that era where it's like they just like you feel every punch and it's like kind of slow.
The slow mo is great too.
Yeah, it's not like fast like hands, but it's just like oh, gah, gah. Dude, it's so good.
Like the slow mo makes you feel like if it wasn't in slow mo, I wouldn't be able to tell what they were doing. It'd be too fast for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I knew. Yeah. I know you can't keep up with that kind of speed, Mark.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I was like,
whoa.
I was like, thank God for this slow mo, Mark would be.
I would be struggling.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd be struggling.
I watch everything at half speed usually.
Yeah, you struggle just with normal movies that don't have crazy. Can't imagine how tough this was.
Watch all movies in retard.
In retard.
Excuse me.
Double time retard.
Retardando? Anyone?
Retardando.
Sforzando?
I twerk my way up to the crow's nest.
Oh my god.
Here we go.
And when I get there, I crush my eye with a telescope. Jeez. And what I can see is my eye pokes out the other end of the telescope.
Holy shit.
I see the dojo scene, the fight scene in the dojo early on. Oh. That's, to me, felt a lot like the Crazy 88 in Kill Bill fight scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, just a great fight scene with just Sonny Chiba just whooping everyone's ass.
Kendo Matsuoka, I presume. I'm Terry Tsurugi. I challenge you to a match. Or are you too weak? I want this chance to show you that your garden karate is so much nonsense. And that's quite easy to do.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
It's a great fight scene because you're kind of like, why is he kicking the shit out of all these dojo guys?
Yeah. Yeah, like, why is he here?
Just to get to the guy at the end. And then the guy at the end is pretty... he kind of wins, honestly. Like, Sonny kind of loses to him.
Whoops his ass.
Right.
But he also went there to, like, I think just sexually assault that girl.
Yeah.
He just goes up there and then he's just like, and just, like, makes out with her.
Yeah. He's just like,
where's your uncle?
Who's your uncle?
Yeah, like, your karate's bullshit. I'm going to prove it. And then just makes out with her some more. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. What the shit?
Guy's a savage, dude. Sonny Chiba's a fucking savage.
He's a bad guy.
You can imagine that was improv, too. They were like, keep rolling. This is crazy. It really changes the characterization, but...
Yeah, I was like, ah, okay. He's really a piece of shit. Jesus.
Yeah.
But I guess I do the stanky leg up the stairs... And then I peer into that keyhole. And you know what I see?
Oh.
I see all that booty. And what I see is my boy Sonny Chiba puttering his way to the final showdown on a ship and just crushing skulls and ripping throats, baby. Where he literally just goes upstairs, dude, and like kills three people while he's going up the stairs. Like, get out of here.
Like, that whole fight scene in the rain is very cool looking. Very stylish.
Yeah, the last fight scene's awesome.
The only thing I don't like about that specific scene is just the stances they have. And it looks so fucking... cheese. It looks so cheese.
The what?
But that's the they're part like firm of it, stance though,
with
like,
the fingers. Like,
oh, I love all, it.
That's part of it, though, signs. Dude. And he's like literally just like punching them so hard, they're like vomit is just bubbling out of their mouth. They're just and then he just
well, they all give him the same look.
Necks. Oh,
they all give him the same look of just shock and awe. Every time. Yeah. He's just all looking right in his eyes. Like,
That's amazing.
And then they get their neck snapped. But yeah, he was just on a rampage and I was all for it. Rampage!
Every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its peak. If you will. It's usually when the captain lays down, gets sucked off. Daniel, you know what I'm talking about. You're looking at me. You're ready for that.
Kicks off the old captain's boots.
Oh, it's a captain's clap. Wait a minute. Captain Blowjob, baby.
The Captain Blurb.
It's the captain's blowjobs. It's the captain's climax. It's the climax capitano. It's the walk up the stairs fight. There's just no beating it. I mean, that was the that was the culmination of everything that the movie had set up for me.
That's what we've been waiting for.
And I love when someone's climbing upstairs and just having to fight people. It's like a video game. You just have these different, and they're all lined up like video game bad guys too. Like they all wait to fight one at a time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you have to like hit someone, throw them off. It takes like 15 seconds, and then another guy is like, all right, my turn.
Yeah, you just see a guy with a knife, like, waiting.
Waiting for his turn.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to see someone ascending while fighting.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Looks like the higher ground doesn't matter then.
And it always looks good.
It has the best, one of the best kills when he's hanging off the side. And the guys like try to fuck him up, and he ends up throwing him down, face plant, splatter. Oh my god, it's so good.
That was that. Yeah, I literally was just like, oh yeah.
Oh my
god, some violent kills for sure.
Yeah, like, yeah. There are a few kills where you audibly just like, oh fuck. God damn.
Because it was really like, yeah, it was giving me like I don't know if you guys have seen this, but Lone Wolf and Cub? The Lone Wolf and Cub series? Or Shogun Assassin is another version that got... And it's just buckets of fucking blood spraying. And it's like a 70s samurai movie about like a lone warrior. Same exact era of like weird Japanese, Chinese... you know, martial arts shit, but like grindhousey, bloody. Ah, it's so nice. Good, dude. Yeah. It reminded me so much of that. So good.
As I linger in the fog like a frog on a log, I see a really brutal introduction to the anti-hero that is Terry Sarugi. He like starts off by like beating that innocent couple, and I think the reason why I'm calling this out is because definitely the X-ray scene is the clear winner, like, yes, as far as like best scene. I mean, that's one, but this I feel fight. Like really sets the tone. The very beginning of, you know, the introduction to Terry, he's pretty much a fucking, I mean, he's a piece of shit. He really is. You think he's like this, like
he's a villain.
Yeah, he's definitely a villain. I wrote down anti-hero, but I don't even know if that's a proper term for him.
Yeah.
Really wouldn't be, I guess, in the end, he turns into one because but then the thing is, he's getting paid to protect her anyways, so he's only really loyal to the money and what his job is.
But he takes a moral stance, though. There is a scene where he's like, I hate Yakuza. When he finds out that the Yakuza are behind the ones that are hiring him to get the girl. Remember, he finds out, he's like,
I feel like he's more pissed that they didn't.
Confusing.
I feel like he was more pissed that they weren't committing to money with him, because he said, okay, like, let's get to the point. Like, stop flattering me. Like, are you going to pay me or not for the job? And they were like pissy. They were like pussyfooting around about it. And then she like was about to like give a toast, and then she gave him a toast, and then she's being like, they're kind of smug. They're higher, you know, they're holier than thou, right? Like, they're fucking all these people in power. So he's like, fuck you guys. I don't give a shit who you are. I don't give a fuck that you're behind this. You don't trust me. I'm not going to fucking work for you guys. I don't feel like that was like a, I don't feel like he was taking a high ground there.
Interesting.
True.
All of a sudden, I sounded really passionate about this, and I kind of like this passion out of nowhere, because I'm really not this passionate about this movie at all.
No, you make a fair point. I really did think that he took like a moral stance. I thought when he gets to the dojo, when he makes the decision to fight with those guys and save the girl instead of kidnapping her, I feel like he has some dialogue where he's like, you know what? I hate thugs. I hate Yakuza or something like that. He's like, they're the lowest scum.
Here's a list of all the things I hate.
Yeah, exactly. I hate fucking lollipops. I hate.
Yeah, I only work with like, corporate like moguls.
Right.
I only work
right.
with like people that are hits. In charge of like multi-million, billion-dollar oil industry oligarchs. That's all I want to work with.
Or
there
like
was like one dude from Eastern Europe there, like with a gun. Like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Like, what was he doing? Like, what the fuck? Like, who
he was in
people?
On the deal. He was That's in why on the deal. Like, that was the mafia guy. I thought like, that was American. He was your.
I learned early on in this movie that you just let all that go. You just don't even give a fuck about
for
any
sure.
of that.
That's what it's about.
It's about the fight scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want the next fight scene. That's what I want.
And it gives it to you.
But is there any argument that Sonny Chiba carries and steals the movie?
Okay. Well, I think Sonny Chiba carries
and
no
who
doubt.
Steals it?
There's a couple of people I think could steal this. The guy with the giant knife.
The blue dragon?
Yeah, which still confuses.
Who's the blue dragon? The
Wait,
black
you're talking
guy?
About the dude
no,
that chops
that's
off
the
guy's
name
hand?
Of the sword.
The guy with the sword who's like, remember, he's like, I won't use this. You're not even ready for this, but I have this huge sword. Yeah. That guy.
I will not use the blue dragon on you just yet.
Yes. Yeah, the blind swordsman, I feel like, is in contention for stealing it.
He's just only in two scenes.
Yeah, but,
his fight scene was amazing. I loved his fight scene.
Yeah. And Karate Dojo Master.
Yeah, well, who is his, like, right-hand man?
Yeah, that guy. He should have stolen it, but he's just more annoying than anything.
Yeah, he is the one who had the opportunity to steal it, and I don't think anyone steals it.
No, it's true.
Yeah,
Sonny Chiba's too dominating, and no one has really enough screen time to steal it from him.
Yeah, well, there's so many other characters to sprinkle in.
15 supporting characters, all with speaking roles. It's hard to someone to steal it.
Yeah, I don't think they wanted to give anyone the chance to steal it.
Maybe that's why they had so many numbers.
Damn.
Of like supporting actors.
Right.
They're just like trying to bury everybody else. They're like, just for Sonny to stand out.
Yeah, this exactly. is Sonny's movie. And he's like,
yeah.
Dude, he's so good.
Yeah, but I mean, with that, I think we could just cut to our interview with Sonny Chiba.
Wait, can we do worst scene?
Okay.
The worst scene in the movie is the flashback, for sure.
Yeah. Josh only wanted to do this so he could call out that scene. As
I mean, isn't that
scene.
One of the all-time worst flashbacks?
That's the only
reason. It almost looked like
I agree with you. That was probably the worst. Like, just
that was the worst.
Was like, okay.
I don't know. What about the scene where the guy that he fights at the end comes down to meet all the prostitutes and sees his sister?
Yeah,
that scene sucked.
Yeah, see, I don't even remember that scene. That's how bad that
was.
Oh,
that scene did suck. That scene did suck. He was like, he's like, hey, pick anyone you want.
Oh,
and then he like looks through and he sees a girl like,
he's like
in
that's
like
my
half
sister.
A shadow, and
that's
then like
right.
this really dim lighting, and then he's like, oh my god, and they embrace. Like,
yeah.
That's such an emotional scene. Sucks. Yeah, you guys are like, boo! Yeah.
Wait, you're talking about a little boy who's like being like, his father's taken away from him.
I know, but the execution.
Not just taken away, executed, Mark.
I would say execution.
I got the worst scene.
Why was he even being executed? That whole flashback was so
he was
fucking
a spy.
Confusing. He was a spy?
Yeah, they thought he was a spy, bro.
But they thought he was a spy.
Thought.
Yeah, but communist China don't give a fuck.
Okay. You got me there. What's your worst scene, Anthony?
It's definitely where his, like, both times, there's actually a twofer, if I may. Both times, his Robin, his little sidekick, fucks up. So like there's a first time where he's like, I'm sorry, I won't do it again, I swear, I'll never see you again. That whole scene was dog shit. And then where he dies, where they show him just briefly in the helmet bleeding, and like he's good. Talking to him and he's like, please don't go, I don't go. That was dog shit as well.
So none of the bad parts have anything to do with Sonny Chiba.
No, nothing at all.
See?
Yeah, no, because exactly. Sonny Chiba lights up the screen. Yeah.
Sonny Chiba's a fucking...
All right, Daniel, what did you hate before we get to Sonny Chiba's interview?
Oh, I was with Josh.
I didn't mention Sonny Chiba's
the little boy seeing his father getting executed. That's nice fucking lame.
Yeah.
Nice, sorry. Glad
Papa,
you guys.
You're not a spy.
That was my second favorite part of the movie.
And just fucking unloaded. Got a headshot in there too.
It's lots so of headshots weird in those. Because you usually see those scenes and you're supposed to like the main character more or feel bad for him. But for some reason that scene happened and I was just like, nope. I don't care.
No.
Like, he's still a piece of shit.
Man, I want you to go through more hardships.
Yeah,
honey.
I don't really care that his dad got executed. Like, there wasn't really enough
I don't care at all.
Well, it's like right before that, he had like sexually assaulted two women and like killed 90 people. So it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he forced himself in the very beginning, the scene on that woman immediately. That's how you're introduced.
So, Sonny, I mean, we're great. We're so grateful to have you, man. Thank you for joining the pod.
Thank you for having me. I am an avid listener of A Voyage for Film. I love the captain's blowjob part.
Sonny, what was your biggest influence as a martial artist?
It was the great samurai movies from Akira Kurosawa that really changed the way I looked at the art of violence.
Right, because he was the guy at the time.
Now, Sonny, Daniel here, love your stuff. Just piggybacking off that martial artist questions, what does a handful of chicken necks feel like? Because you certainly ripped out a lot of limbs and appendages and organs.
It's funny you ask that. I did not enjoy the feeling of raw chicken meat in my hand. It resulted in quite a bit of vomiting, getting sick from just the feeling of this old, smelly, sometimes rotting meat. There was one time that they let me try to use raw steak instead, but I would just keep eating it.
Oh, man!
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, man.
Fuck.
Sonny.
Hey, Sonny, one more thing. While we're on the subject, source of mine, close sources of ours here at the Hollywood, we were wondering, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, some say they saw you at the wedding. Can you speak on like why you were eating naked chicken wings without sauce?
I eat the naked wings with no sauce because hot sauce upsets my tummy. Simple as that.
Really, dude? Your belly doesn't agree with it? What the fuck?
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense, man.
What, Anthony? What's wrong? When you eat something and it affects you negatively, do you just keep going back for more?
That's crazy.
You must be crazy. Fuck you.
Aw, man, Sonny. That's wild. Thanks for being so vulnerable with us. I know we're throwing some goofy questions at you. I was just wondering, what's your favorite position to have sex in?
That's easy. The best sexual positioning is one I call the double dip. Can you imagine this, Anthony? It's a standing position. You get your ass eaten and you've got another in the front. From there, you can get creative.
Really? Oh, so that requires two women.
You also preferably are holding chicken wings and can dip them in your ass occasionally.
Chicken legs. Okay. Perfect.
No sauce.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Well, thanks so much for...
Thank you so much for... Yeah.
Go for
no,
it.
No, you go ahead.
No,
excuse
no,
me.
No, I'm sorry.
It's yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, sorry, Sonny. We're a little bit flustered, I think. We're not used to having this kind of star power
no
on the show.
No sauce.
So, no sauce. That is kind of questionable.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for joining us, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Gobble, gobble.
See you, man.
Oh, sure. Happy American Thanksgiving. It has been an honor to be with you today. Thank you so much for having me. I love this podcast so much. You have touched so many hearts around the world.
All right. So I hope you guys enjoyed that interview with Sonny Chiba
from 6 years ago.
I can't believe we
did that.
Definitely six years.
It's been a long
ago.
Time. Yeah. It doesn't feel like 6 years.
No. Right. What's cool? COVID. What's cool is
COVID
that,
time, am I right?
Well, yeah, no, it's that cool that we weird. Were able to book that before we had a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, mm-hmm. We just had a feeling that eventually we could use this.
And what's that?
And
old...
we just got in the line in the car wash. And...
No, it's the old. I think it was the old like friend of a friend of a friend and a friend and a friend. Friend.
Yeah, I mean they hooked us up.
Yeah. I mean I don't want
7 degrees
name
are sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that and it was Sunny who hooked us up.
Yeah,
Sonny.
Oh, our guy Sonny. What do you do? What up, Sonny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I didn't think you were talking about me for a second. It's fucking confusing. There's Sonny Chiba. You know, I'm the fucking engineer.
I'm sorry.
It's true.
Well, yeah, that's how you knew him, right?
Yeah.
You were part of like the everyone named Sonny is in the same club or something.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. I met it on a fucking. It was a Reddit thread. It was called, Everyone Named Sonny. Come here. I went on that. The first thing, I get a direct message from this guy. He says, yo, I'm Sonny Chiba. I said, get the fuck out of here. Fucking Sonny Chiba? Fucking Street Fighter? He said, yeah, I'm fucking Sonny Chiba, man. You know any guys want to do, like, an interview of me or something? I said, bro. I know these guys would fucking interview the fuck out of you, man.
Nice. Yeah, we appreciate it. We did interview the fuck out of him.
That's enough, Sonny. It's enough context.
All right, that's cool, man.
Well, Anthony, so does anyone have a recast?
I think we should get this guy off the mic, bruh.
You got this guy, say?
Rip the mic off of his
glass. You got something to say, man?
It's fucking jabroni.
Sonny, cut the mic off.
Move the mic, please.
Yeah, how about I fucking make you sound like you got fucking, like you just did helium for the whole fucking pod. Yeah, remember who's editing it, buddy? Remember who's fucking recording right
stop
now,
stop making
man.
My noise sound like that. Sonny, stop making my voice sound like that, please.
Yeah, you hear that? That's what you fucking sound like, bitch.
I bet you I don't sound like that at all, fucking idiot.
Huh, this motherfucker wants to fucking throw, you know. No. Yo, Sonny, dude, chill, bro. Chill. Sonny.
Well, does anyone have a recasting?
Yeah, I don't know. Just put everyone from the Raid Redemption in this movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, Tony Jaa, I guess. Just do Tony Jaa. Or get the guy from the Raid. Get the guy who plays Mad Dog.
That's what I'm saying. Mad Dog. Yeah. Pretty much everyone from. Yeah.
Get Mad Dog and make him Sonny Cheap. Make him Terry.
Make him Sonny?
Yes.
Oh my
make
God.
Make Mad Dog Sonny. You need someone mean. Just
get a Quentin Tarantino to direct it.
Yeah, I have a. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Quentin Tarantino, but then the lead is going to be Willem Dafoe. And it's actually not going to be. God. It's going to take place in America in the 70s. Yes. It's an American remake, full.
Oh my God. With Willem Dafoe? Oh, that's so
yeah,
good.
Willem Dafoe. Imagine those, like, the lip movements with Willem. Come on. Come on, dude. Come on. Seriously.
I can't
dude.
Tell if you're being serious or not.
I'm dead ass. I'm dead ass. I'm so serious.
Okay, we'll get into the thumbs up, thumbs down.
Can't top that.
And Daniel picked it, so.
Damn right I did. I picked this movie because I really have just been craving some kung fu in my life. And, get it.
Oh.
I mean, this was right up the vein of most, like, 70s kung fu movies. Especially with the fighting style, like how slow it is. And just every hit, you feel every hit.
Mm.
Like, they'll land a couple of little soft hits, but then there's like a what? yeah, and just, it was way more graphic and violent than I thought it was going to be. Oh, and yeah, I mean, Sonny Chiba, he is the Japanese Bruce Lee. So good. Thumbs really up is. All the way. Yeah, I mean, the fight scenes were just, they were so good. Every fight scene was amazing. I loved it.
Yeah, I'll piggyback off that. That's a hard thumbs right up the butt.
Oh.
So glad we can do that. I can't wait to see the second and third one. Because this is good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff. I wish I should get the Blu-ray. The standard def on Amazon kind of sucks, but man, this is fucking Tony Chiba for life. I kind of wish that martial arts movies would go back to being super slow, or that somebody would do one that's like that. You know what I mean? That definitely died in the 70s. Like, and then things just got way faster. Mm. And now it's like we're in a post-Raid world. We're in a post-Raid
world. Yeah, everything's 100 miles an hour.
World, or, yeah, like Jason Bourne, where everything's like super fast.
Yeah, I feel like he's
like super cutty. Like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, it's like a Dragon Ball Z fight.
I wish, like, someone would do like the just slow, deliberate fighting again. I don't know how
it feels
it
more real.
Nowadays. It kind of, like in a weird way, it does.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, like, yeah.
But yeah, thumbs way
up. It feels
up.
More like a real fight.
I mean, it's funny that you say Dragon Ball Z, because, like, I actually did feel like it was kind of Dragon Ball Z-ish, where it's a bunch of, like, getting into a pose and, like, grunting a bunch and the build-up before the actual fight.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So, this is my final form.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that to me. And I don't know, it feels like a movie to me that, like, yeah, like, you don't really need to care about the plot, so it's like you could just put it on as, like, a background movie, which is something I always appreciate in a movie also.
Me too. Great background movie.
Yeah, but yeah, like, the violence was way on a higher level than I expected for a movie from, like, the early 70s. And... yeah, I don't know. Yeah, overall, I enjoyed it, especially for, like, for what it is. Like, you do got to, like, kind of, like, know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can definitely see, like, the Quentin Tarantino on, the, like, how he was influenced by this movie and its influence on other movies. And Yeah, cool soundtrack too. Always a good plus. So yeah, I mean, thumbs up for me.
I can't know for sure, but I feel that if I was to watch this non-dubbed, I would appreciate the movie more.
Mm.
That would probably be my biggest takeaway, is that if you are able to watch it with like the normal version spoken in Japanese, right? Is it Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, Japanese. It was only released in America with that dub for a long time. It wasn't until like in the 2000s that there was another release with the Japanese.
Yeah, so that's all I would recommend, is I thought it was great. I thought the action scenes were great. It's over the top, so you have to take that. Like, you have to take it for what it is, which it's kind of comical, I feel like, the whole way through. It doesn't take itself too serious, and they clearly show, like, dummies and scenes where there's a lot of blood. I don't know if that's intentional or not, but I just feel like it doesn't take itself too serious. But I think the dub was so horrific that my only recommendation would be to just watch it without it.
Yeah, the dub was really bad.
It was very bad.
It was really bad.
It's kind of like also comically bad, and like it's almost charming.
Comically bad, yes. Yeah. So the background movie, I feel like, but you're for your first time watching it, you should watch it without the dub.
Yeah,
and the subtitles.
And the
subtitles were hot garbage too. Well,
but that's just your 2D thing. Like, when I watched it on the actual disc, it was fine.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you could tell they were just like, yeah, okay.
Dude,
he kind of said this.
The subtitles on Amazon, half of them just said parentheses inaudible.
Yeah. See, yeah, exactly.
Oh, they used the AI generator to pick up the subtitle. Yeah.
See, on Tubi, they at least tried, and it was like, that's not what they said. I know that's not what they said, dude.
Like, it would be in the middle of like a very important plot point, and it would be like, and I'd be like kind of reading the subtitles to follow along, and be like, yeah, well, tell him we said inaudible.
Yeah.
And I would just be like,
no wonder me and Josh had no idea, or at least Josh has an excuse.
Yeah, what's your excuse, Mark? You had the pristine remastered.
Yeah, and I watched like the last 40 minutes again today, like the dubbed version, so I get that experience. And I still didn't know what the fuck was going on. Cool fight scenes, though.
Wild.
Oh, yeah, so thumbs up.
Nice.
Bring out the broom.
No.
Sweep it. Four-man sweep.
That's a four-man suite for you. That's what they come here to, a Voyage Through Film, to witness. Yeah. Just four guys agreeing on movies. It's what we do best.
And so, watch your back in the street. There might be a fighter. Spin the wheel. See who gets next pick.
Yes. Where's the wheel? I don't see it.
Oh. Where's the wheel, boy?
Oh, there you. He had to wheel.
I was gonna say, I would volunteer just to go last.
You would volunteer to go last. Interesting. We're all at the mercy of what Mark wants to do here at a Voyage.
Yeah, it's Mark's wheel. We're just living in it.
Whatever you want to do. If you want to take yourself out of this one, that's fine. You want to go last?
Should I not? I don't know.
No, go.
No,
you can do whatever you want. Like
you succumb to the wheel, so just world, like bro. Us, Mark.
It's going to be me, I guess.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
See, I'm not prepared.
That's what you get.
What a fucking
God
bitch.
Damn it.
You hadn't
I mean,
hadn't
do
decided?
I pick something ridiculous? Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I kind of just wanted to see what you guys took, and then I could...
You know what killed
there.
The dinosaurs?
You wanted us to whittle it down.
To whittle it down. Yeah.
From our three picks from 280,000 movies.
Yeah.
I was hoping you guys would nail it down some. Yeah. And I'd have only 365 movies to choose from.
All right.
Showgirls?
I'm going to do Showgirls. Yeah.
No way.
He goes,
yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
All right. I'm about it.
I'm going to do an NC-17.
Paul Verhoeven.
It's one of the best.